But she got home and realized it's like a quarter inch to the left. Like her center braid, I was like, I would have a full panic attack. Like it's like a quarter inch off the side of her head. So like she's
wait,
like,
wait, how did they do that?
I don't know. But she literally was like, I'm gonna have to talk to everyone like this for a month.
No way.
It was like, I like saw it. I was like, I would have a full meltdown. Like obviously yeah. I've never had braids, so I don't really know what that's like. But I just know like looking at something that at being like really off center like that would like really make me feel insane.
Have I ever shown you the video of me at SeaWorld crying and screaming to my parents that I need to get cornrows and they're gonna close? I was nine and I'm like, hello, my mom, I have this video of my mom looking at the map in SeaWorld. And she's saying, like, okay, so what should we do? And I'm like, first the otters, then hello, what did we forget? And it's my cornrows.
I know.
I got insane cornrows at SeaWorld.
I remember all.
Cancel me, it's fine.
Well, that was like the thing was that they made little girls get cornrows to like show the world that they'd gone on vacation. And yeah. I just remember every girl I knew would come back from like Jamaica or wherever with their cornrows, like these white girls. And they would get the most harrowing sunburns on their scalp. Like,
yes. They'd all and it would start puing and the skin would fall off.
It was so
off.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I
God
know.
Was really like, stop doing this.
I was early to that though, with that being culturally insensitive. I was quite young to be telling my parents. I went on a cruise, yeah. I think, the second time we ever went on a vacation where they offered such things after yeah. SeaWorld. I was probably 11.
Wait, question.
I was like, actually, you're not supposed to do that.
Is there a SeaWorld? Is there a SeaWorld in California, or were you at the one in Florida?
No, I was at the one in San Diego, I think.
There's one in San Diego. Okay. Because yeah. I've been to the one in Florida.
Yeah.
But before SeaWorld was canceled.
Right.
Wow, you
right.
got Corn Road at SeaWorld. SeaWorld, that is a double cancellation.
Double cancellation.
That's crazy. Are we recording?
Shit.
Hell yeah. Like,
damn,
that's tough for you.
I want to issue an apology.
To Shamu.
To Shamu and the black community. I understand that it was insensitive.
Black people, Blackfish.
Have you guys seen the movie Blackfish? Crazy.
Oh,
it's about
yeah.
It's about Shamu, if you don't know.
Or no, it's about Tillicum.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe. I don't remember which. I remember that movie radicalized the world. When Blackfish came out, everyone was like, we have to shut down SeaWorld. And like SeaWorld is still open.
Yeah,
but they don't have whales anymore. Or do they?
Whatever. Can I say something controversial? Well, first let me issue my apology.
Welcome to Basic Training, a podcast for people that need help.
A podcast for people who were canceled. Like, actually. But this is my apology. To the people of the black community and to Shamu.
Okay.
I want to say that I'm deeply sorry for choosing to get cornrows at SeaWorld when I was...
You?
I want to say nine. I have the video. And you know what? I had so much fun. But it's fine. I want you to know that I've grown from that experience. And I was just totally... Blame my parents. Honestly. Blame my parents.
Wait, what were you going to say controversial when I said the thing about canceling SeaWorld?
Oh, okay. So SeaWorld is fucked. And I saw that movie. So obviously I believe that sea creatures, like any animal that needs a huge enclosure, keeping them in there, awful, obviously. That being said, I love zoos. And I don't understand the argument for not having zoos. I think that they're actually really educational and important. And like, yes, of course, it's better if animals live in the wild, but many of them are bred in captivity and don't know how, so you might as well use them to like inspire a future generation to love animals.
Yeah,
I when I talked about zoos on the podcast, I actually got some DMs that were like, I can't believe you would support a zoo.
Well,
which is like, first of all, go outside and take a walk, but secondly,
I think
it's a zoo.
I fell down a rabbit hole about this once like a couple years ago, because I remember being like, because I grew up near one of like one of the top 10 zoos in America, mm-hmm. and was obsessed with the zoo. And not in Vermont, in Rhode Island, the Roger Williams Zoo. I haven't been in a long time, so I don't know if it's still good. But when I was a kid, I was like, the zoo is the single greatest place on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think that it's like, I think there's a line where it's like there's ethical zooing, and then I think there's like unethical. Like,
right.
Like,
that's like SeaWorld is unethical zooing.
Right, and like Tiger King shit
yes.
is unethical. But like, I think some, like the San Diego Zoo is clearly good.
I completely agree. But like, people have an issue
and
with
I will say, as
established
someone who was just,
zoos.
I don't like I think I said this on the podcast. When I went to Jamaica 3 weeks ago, I was essentially in a gay guy zoo enclosure and I was very happy.
You didn't say this.
Oh, I referred to where we stayed in Jamaica.
As the gay guy zoo enclosure.
Because it was just like
I thought
our
you were
habitat.
Actually in a zoo enclosure that's like some sort of attraction that they have in Jamaica. Where they like, there's a zoo enclosure and it's like only for the gays.
No. I was in a zoo habitat for,
right.
for four gay men.
I understand.
But no, I think that I also I would go to a zoo now.
Right.
I went to the Bronx Zoo a couple years ago. It was amazing.
You guys know how I feel about
this. You should go to the Bronx
Zoo. I need to go to the Bronx Zoo. I just think that like.
Day, especially because your boyfriend has a car.
Right. Oh, what a sleigh that my boyfriend has a car.
I know. That is really nice.
It's kind of cool. He's away right now. He's out of town. What do you think about Queer Eye?
Okay. First of all, I haven't read all that much about it because it's like, I've been hearing that for years. I've been hearing that has been like a toxic place for years. I've also never watched it.
I didn't know that it was still going on.
That too. I thought it ended. Am I crazy? I thought it ended years ago.
I thought it was like the biggest thing of 2016. And then that was kind of it.
Yeah. Like I don't. But I knew that there was drama behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And have I met any of them? I don't think I've met any of them. But it's just like, someone else talked about this, but like whenever someone makes their brand like kindness.
Yeah, of course.
It's always that they comes out that it's bad.
I know, but I'm trying really hard, especially having gone through my own like public humiliation online. You have to you develop a certain empathy for anybody who's taking heat and like you notice certain patterns and cyclical, like the cyclical nature of the media, like social media and mob culture. And I'm like trying to be conscious of times when I feel inclined to say things like, oh, I always knew. Like, oh, yeah. I always knew that they were shitty, but like, I don't have anything to back that up. I noticed that a lot of people like tend to get excited about watching people like, oh, well, you guys didn't know. I knew. How did you know? I just knew. I'm really, and I totally understand that. So I'm really trying to be conscious.
Yeah.
Of like, when I do that, having been on the other side of that, because I know how many people just genuinely get excited to that everyone is making it okay to talk shit about a person that they've just been secretly hating for the whole time. But Jonathan Van Ness, I must break my rule. I did know. I didn't. Everyone knew, right? Like, am I crazy?
Well, I don't know. I guess I didn't know because I will say with this whole thing, and this makes me like a bad podcast host, but like, I just like, whenever it comes out that like someone like this is like, when people start to come out and be like, this person's toxic or whatever, I just am like, unless I can, if someone were here right now and was like, I was in the room, I saw what happened, I would want to hear that story.
Yes.
But the general like anonymous sources stuff, I'm just like, I can't care. Like, I can't care.
Right.
Like, it's like, this person was an asshole behind the scenes. And it's like, okay, sure. Like, if there's video of it, I'll watch the video. If
right.
someone's gonna, like, it just like, it doesn't like excite me as much.
Well,
but when
the big reveal was that of all of the people in the cast,
yeah,
this person was the more concerned with getting camera time and more of a diva or whatever.
Yeah.
And to me, that was like, I feel like that's kind of their character. Like, that's their, it was
well, again,
obvious.
I've actually never watched the show, so I don't really know much.
Okay,
about
well, Jonathan goes by they, them pronouns, so don't get confused. I'm going to try. They were the star of, like, very much so.
Well, I feel
the
like
breakout.
They were the most famous going in to the show.
Yes. No, the only person who had, they were all breakouts. Karamo was on a show.
Oh, Karamo was on Real World and Road Rules Challenge. I watched
there you
it.
Go.
No,
so
Jonathan had that. Didn't Jonathan have that show? It was like kind of like internet viral. It was called Gay of Thrones. And
oh,
they would like
yes.
Do,
not, like, was it Funny or Die or something?
Something like that. It was like an Amelia de Moldenberg type show where
right.
it got like a lot. Yeah.
So Jonathan was like the breakout, very much the star.
Oh, for sure.
Like standing in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When the reveal in this article is essentially this person was the most concerned with screen time and that caused tension with the others.
Is
to
okay.
me, that was I of course they were like that doesn't.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it is also like, I guess like in my mind, it's like. If someone's like if it's like they were fighting for a lot of screen time, it's like, yeah, that's kind of your job.
Right.
That's kind of your it's like. You only get one. You don't always only get one shot, but like you're getting a huge shot
right.
here. You got to kind of take it.
So that's what I'm saying is the fact that if the article had said Jonathan was like, I guess they did say they were a bit of a monster that I didn't see coming necessarily, but being an attention whore, like being obsessed
yeah,
with
yeah,
getting
yeah.
in front,
So am
that,
I.
Yeah. Well, yes, but also it doesn't necessarily make it okay that they were like behaving in a way that was unfair. Sure. But like, if you're going to tell me one of them was vying for the most time and causing tension because they were the big star, I would think it was Jonathan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why people are surprised is my saying.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying with that. I hear what you're saying with that.
What else is our drama?
I saw Oh Mary last night. Cole Scholes play.
You have to go see it. Is it
it's
so good?
So funny. Okay.
It's
so
about
funny.
Mary Todd Lincoln, right?
Like, in theory, yes. But yes, it's like completely but it's farcical. Not. It's so funny. It's genuinely so very funny. Creative. You have to go see it.
Okay.
I also went to Hamburger America before, which is like that hamburger place, that new hamburger place in West Village.
That sounds like something out of Pixar.
It's so good. It kind of looks Pixar-y. It's very 50s. It's like very, it like mm-hmm. there's like a burger counter. They have this machine. It's all Martin's potato buns, which are the best buns in the world. They have this machine that's like, so it's like vertical. And then at the front, there's a roller.
Yeah.
And the roller is covered in melted butter. So they take the bun, they press the bun on the roller, and then they put it in this slot behind it and it toasts it.
Whoa.
So you can just butter and toast like buns over and over again.
That's what I call technological advancements.
It was really amazing to watch. I was like, I mean, that's my kitchen.
That's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this episode? Like, we have nothing.
We're talking.
I know, but we're like very much.
I'll go on my rant.
Maybe it's because Zena's not here and I don't feel such pressure.
No, here's what it is. I'll tell you right now what I'm struggling with. Go for a rant. I'm like this close to using Scruff and Grindr to find someone who will let me nap in their bed while they're like I need sometimes. I cannot get through the day without a nap. I can't get through the day without a nap.
Oh, and you're never home. You always work so far from home.
No, actually not really. Like, I usually am kind of dicking around Brooklyn until the nighttime and then I can go out. It's on the days where we record, and I had a commercial audition this morning. So I had to come in to go to a casting office and audition for a commercial. And then I had to come here. So I've been out of my house since 10 a.m. And I have to go. I'm working at the restaurant tonight. I need a nap. I can't just, what are you talking about?
You do need a nap. Why don't you nap in the studio? Nap right there. I'm serious.
I kind of quiet napped here. Like, I just sat here I got here really early today because I didn't have any.
Okay, yeah,
between.
That's another rant I have.
No, but let me just say this. It's like, they opened this place before the pandemic called Nap NYC. I think it was what it was called. And it was in the 30s. And it was like a place where you could buy a nap pod for a night. And I never did it. Or not for a night, for like a couple hours. I never did it. And I so deeply regret it because they went out of business and they would have stayed open if I had gone. Because I would have talked about it. But I think we need to bring some sort of like Airbnb nap. Like, there are people that are not using their couches, that are not using their bed in the middle of the city. And I'm stuck in the city and I just need like a 20-minute nap. Someone let me nap on there.
I can find you some people on Facebook. Did you see my TikTok about this yesterday?
If you need to like watch me and draw a picture of me while I nap, like, that's fine.
Well,
like,
there are plenty of young women on Facebook living in beautiful
apartments. I saw your TikTok about this.
In the West Village, who are looking for a subletter while they go take a shit. Like, it's actually insane. I'm
How
sorry.
Short are they,
it's
are
gotten
they
the subletting culture has gotten out of fucking control. I see every single day a couple posts that are like, stay in my beautiful apartment for $5,000 for this week.
I know.
That it happens to be 7 degrees in New York City. It's the fucking off season. And what? So that you can go to like Bora Bora? This is insane. Why
it happened. It's because they made Airbnb illegal in New York. So now it's like you can't Airbnb your apartment. So people are calling them sublets. That's like the practical reason, but
sure,
it's still.
But like.
No, but the pricing of it is ridiculous.
These are individual people like I have to say, I do have a specific ego issue with this, like an egocentric issue.
Okay.
Remember back 2 years ago when it was viral to be like posting a Venmo icon on your Instagram story and being like, if two of my friends comment and like this, I can win $500 and so can you. Like, people were posting those.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I wouldn't even post one of those over my fucking dead body. Like, I wouldn't post, oh, here's a free bikini. Please comment on this so I can get a free bikini. Please comment on this so I can win Kim Kardashian's bundle of Birkins.
Yeah.
It feels so embarrassing for me. I don't know why, if it's because I have like an ego problem having grown up among very wealthy people and not feeling as wealthy. I don't know. To be admitting to everyone I know and strangers on the internet,
lack
willingly
or like want is
that I want or need a couple $100s is I could always use a couple $100s. I'm in no position to decline a few $100s, but I feel so embarrassed to do so. So to post, I love subletting. I would love to rent out my apartment for if I were to leave for the whole winter. That makes perfect sense to me. I have a one bed. Why not? Also, I have a cat. So if anyone wants to come watch it, please. But to sublet for a week and get your whole fucking rent paid.
It's the pricing that's crazy, because I don't think subletting out your apartment for a week if you're gone is crazy. But like the pricing.
No, I think that's crazy.
Wait, really?
Yes, but I think that is insane.
But is that not what Airbnb was?
You are Airbnb to me. When I think of a person who is Airbnb-ing, I think of a person who owns a place that they either inhabit for like half the year or not at all.
Okay, sure.
Where they are using it specifically to make an income. To me, if you live in an apartment 52 weeks of or 51 weeks of the year, and then one extra week, you clean up everything and vacuum and then sublet it out. That's like, I don't want to sleep in a bed that is like owned by... Am I making sense?
Yeah, like you think
it's not that it's an Airbnb. It's like this is literally someone else's apartment and all their shit is in here. And it's not meant to be an Airbnb. It's meant to be somebody else's full-time dwelling.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I guess I just don't... Like, I think it's... In my mind, if I were to ever do it, like, I have roommates, so, like, this isn't really an option for me.
Right.
If I had a one bed, I could see a world if I was going on, like, a week-long or 10-day trip, posting, like, a close friends and being like, does anyone have anyone that wants to crash here? And I would charge them, like, $500. Like, it'd just be something, like, a little cash, I think. Like, and this is a total hypothetical that I haven't thought about.
I'd rather have my place empty than have to worry. And it's not about cleanliness or having a stranger in my bed or sleeping in a stranger's bed. You should all know that I have no problem when it comes to the concept of sleeping in a stranger's bed. But my issue is I think it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time and whatever to make this space habitable for a person that I don't even know. Like, yeah. Clean it up, make space for them. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's my personal space. I don't want them, like, you know, having to deal with like dirty dishes or like dirty sheets. Like, I have to make sure that everything, there's space in the closet for their clothes.
Right.
Put some stuff in storage. That is all so much fucking work to make what? A couple $100 for a week?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I overall agree with you. Like, I probably wouldn't do it if I was just going for a week. If I was going for two, maybe if I was going for a month, maybe. I don't think I would do it for just a week.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone wants to do that effort and their thought is like, let me just post this. And if someone bites, great. If not, no worries. Like, I'm going on the trip anyway.
Yeah.
That's not that weird to me. What's crazy to me is like when my ex and I broke up, like, which was like a year and a half ago now or whatever. Like, I remember like when I was looking for apartments before I found where I live. Multiple times clicking, like fully reading about apartments, going for the rent and realizing, oh, this is a week-long sublet.
Yeah.
This is not, and it was like $4,000. It's like, that's what's crazy, is like the audacity to charge for, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to sneeze, but I'm listening.
Look at the light. Don't they say that helps? My roommate does it with his flashlight.
I just think
that like the $4,000, like that is so ridiculous and audacious to like claim that you, like it's so much money to stay in. Also, I, controversially,
mm-hmm.
I fucking hate Airbnbs. I'm a hotel girl. I hate Airbnbs.
Okay, so I grew up as an Airbnb woman.
I
grew up in an Airbnb family. If you don't know, I like my parents... The way that they spoke about hotels, I legitimately thought we were dirt fucking poor. Like, that, I thought that we could never in my life afford a hotel.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're staying in a place that's like less than $100 less expensive than a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But we absolutely must like do their laundry before we leave.
It's so fucking stupid.
It is the most ridiculous thing. And it's mostly because my mom like needs to have like, I need to make my own coffee. I need to have a place where I can smoke a cigarette. She likes to feel like at home. To me, I'm on a vacation. I don't need to feel like I'm in my home. I'm not at home.
Yeah. Coffee when traveling is always a nightmare. Well, less so in America. Coffee in Europe, like trying to get a cold coffee in Europe is literally a nightmare. No, but I love a hotel. Yeah, I adore a hotel. I went to London last year and I stayed in a hotel. This is my favorite hotel in London for two nights. And it was so financially irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But I was so happy to be there.
Yeah.
I would do like a staycation date night, stay in a hotel in a I'm gonna pitch that soon.
It's very therapeutic. First of all, there are so many hotel companies that would pay you to do that.
If you are a hotel company that wants to put me up for a night or two in New York for like a staycation or somewhere else, I'll travel. Hotels, I love you. Sponsor me. I love hotels.
When I was having a particularly difficult time in like November of this year, I had to visit Berkeley for like a matter of a day for like a speaking thing. And I wound up getting graduate hotel chains that I had a relationship with to like oh, can you give me a discount on rooms or something for in exchange for a video? They did it, no problem. And it was so, I ended up staying like in that hotel room for like 5 days straight. And just like, it was so healing for me. It was so, just to be in a room that was just like pristine and clean and completely alone with just a bed and a TV. I think it was like the only thing that could have kept me sane.
It's also, I find them, I hotels are like soothing to me, luxurious to me, healing to me, and also deeply, deeply, deeply sexual.
So horny.
Horniest place in the world.
Also, they're even luxurious if it's like a Hilton. Like, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, there's like luxury hotels and those have a luxury to them. And then like even like shitty hotels kind of have like a fun energy to them a little bit. I adore it.
I love
a hotel so much. And I have some friends who I travel with who are like, they're like, no, we're doing Airbnb, it's cheaper. And I'm like, you're ruining the trip for me. It's like, I've thought about that. Like if I were ever, like I don't think I would do that. Like if I were ever the kind of stand up that was like truly on the road, like 200 days out of the year.
I think I would like that.
See, I wouldn't. I like being in New York too much. But I was thinking about this when I was in a hotel for work in Chicago. I was like, I would have to get STI tested like every week because I would just be such a whore because like you're in a hotel and make you whore. Like you just, I think about it all the time.
Well, think about what these male comedians are doing.
Oh, yeah. Also hotels. like traveling. Any like guy who travels for their work and is all over the country, like there's just like a wake of destruction behind them for sure.
100%. But I would still like to have that lifestyle. I would love if I married a comedian or something like that. And that's the same way I feel about marrying a firefighter. Like, I like that you're gone for most of the time.
Okay, but we have to get to calls because something very exciting is happening today.
Oh, right.
This is our update episode. So all four of our calls are updates of previous calls.
We're going to find out what's happened.
So exciting. Here's the first one. The first one is the, hold on. It's not clicking right. The first one is the 3-page letter update.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I am the caller with the 3-page letter X, I guess. That's the best way I can describe it.
Oh, we remember.
I just listened to your episode this morning with the Go Touch Grass pod. I loved it, and I love your guys' advice. I think each and every one of you, like, touched on some really great points.
Thank you.
One of the being, I did ask my ex multiple times to get his shit together in order for us to work, etc., make us a better, you know, partnership, whatever, and he did not do anything. So you guys were right about that.
Yeah.
Also, the point of him moving on super quickly after our relationship ended did say a lot about him. I feel like I didn't take it to heart, but that was definitely in the back of my head. I was like, wow, that was quick. But anyways, getting straight to the point, I have thought a lot about this since I called in, and you guys might hate me or not, I don't know, but I've decided not to tell the ex. Or
that's fine. Well, I thought she was gonna say that she was getting back together with him.
Finds out, but his new girlfriend, about him sending me a 3-page letter and a birthday card, etc. Also, you guys asked, was it typed or written? It was handwritten. The letter was handwritten.
That is shocking to me.
I've decided not to tell her.
I respect
that. If I do receive literally anything else, which I need to change my address, I will be telling her. But I also, like, found some other stuff out. I tried to look at her account, her Instagram recently.
She's blocked.
Couldn't find it. Found out I'm blocked. One of my friends went to the graduation of my ex because she's dating one of his friends. Anyways, his new girlfriend was there, and one of my friends got really drunk brought me up somehow, saying how she like missed me, loved me, whatever. The new girlfriend goes, oh, who's that? She had no idea about me. She had no idea about how he was in a 6-year-long relationship for her, nothing. She's completely in the dark. But I just find it weird how I'm also now blocked from Instagram.
I have so much to
say. One of my friends said she asked her boyfriend, who is friends with my ex, like, what's the deal with him and the new girlfriend? And I guess my ex literally said to his group of friends, nothing, it's nothing serious. She'll never be her talking about me. So I know this is really freaking long and I don't want to ramble, but that's the new information I've found out. And I'm just like, do I,
you need nothing. You're
I
done. Just,
I don't know how to feel about any of it. It's kind of like overwhelming, but I'm just like, bro, move on. Anyways, thank you. Love you all.
Okay. Wow. Can I just say
something? You're like crack, girl.
I know.
Someone's addicted to you.
Here's what I'm going to say. The fact that her reaction to finding out that her boyfriend has a 6-year-long ex was to block you means you were 100% right in not telling her. She would not have handled it well. Or Amen. She would not have handled it in the way that would have been good for you. Do you agree?
I wish that person luck, and I feel really bad for her, honestly.
I know. That I feel badly for her. She's in but for she it. Doesn't listen to our podcast, and that's her
I
fault.
I need to have a fidget toy. I just can't listen actively unless I'm like, you know what I mean?
I know. I was watching some of my videos back because I was editing them, and I've always known I've done this, but like when I'm talking to camera and I'm not walking down the street, I think it's because I'm not moving. I'm like constantly touching my face. Like if you watch a video of me, I'm like da 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 da. Like I,
oh yeah,
it makes me feel crazy.
Well, you know what I do? I think it's like a weird you know how some people have like a lying tell or
a
like
tick?
A twitch?
Yeah. A tell.
Or like something that like makes it known that they're
A tell.
There's something that makes me, if I'm shooting a video, it makes me feel more natural and comfortable to like touch my nose or something while I'm talking so that it feels like I'm
actually. I know what you're talking about.
Does that make sense?
I think that's
so
what
the
I
way
do.
That you can tell if I've like reshot a certain sequence of speaking in my videos is if I just keep going like this. That means that it's not the first time.
Yeah.
That I've found it.
Yeah, you're performing.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Okay, next one. Oh, this was a dramatic call.
Hi. So you guys read my story. Thank you. I really appreciate what you guys said.
For context, this is the one who had the in-laws that were really rude to her.
But I do want to like defend my fiance a little bit. So he works with brother-in-law and sister-in-law. And brother and sister-in-law hold a higher rank at the job.
Oof.
So he doesn't want to go full like guns blazing because he doesn't want to suffer for it at work. And it's not a corporate job. It's a family owned job. So there's not a lot of like HR and stuff that he could complain to.
That's messy.
But the whole reason we found out that the excuse of me being annoying was the reason was because he called his brother and he was like, hey, you know, I've been noticing how you've been treating my fiance. I don't appreciate it. Can you just tell me what she's done wrong in your eyes so that way we can address it and fix it? And then that's when brother-in-law said, oh, no, she hasn't done anything wrong. She's just annoying. So it's ridiculous. And just as a little update, I am going to talk to my soon-to-be mother-in-law and tell her that I'm not comfortable with them being around my son if I'm not there.
Respect.
Because I just, if you're going to treat me with no respect, I'm going to automatically assume that you're going to treat my child with no respect.
Solid.
That's a little update. Thank you guys so much.
Damn.
It's not what you want to hear.
That sucks. I'm sorry. Wait, can I just say like, sometimes go back to square one, like, someone just dead ass calling you annoying, that hurts. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all these insults we can give someone, but someone being like, oh no, I just think you're very annoying is like, oh.
Yeah, I know. I know, but it also, it comes back to something that we initially bonded over, which was the fact that like, you gotta be a little more creative when you're insulting me, and annoying isn't gonna cut it to me. To me, annoying is the same as being like, when you ask what's wrong with somebody and they say, oh, they're annoying. It's like, it's not.
It's too vague.
You haven't thought enough about this. You really don't know what bothers you about me. Yeah, it's just that. It's the same as when you, it, like on the opposite end of things, if you're asking, oh, what do you like about this person? Oh, they're really nice. It's like, okay, well then you haven't thought about me to know what my actual qualities 100%. Are. Everyone's nice. Like everyone should be nice. That is a baseline thing. I can't imagine saying, oh, they're not nice, but they're blah, blah, blah. Nice tells me nothing. Nice is not a quality, you know? So that tells me that you haven't given this any thought. You just are off put.
Totally,
by me.
100%.
So annoying, as much as it is, feels like a stab in the heart to be quote unquote annoying. Like I would never want to be annoying to somebody, but A, annoying is subjective. I'm sure there are so many people on the internet who are annoyed with me and there's a million who like me. So fuck you. But 2, annoying, I think that you should just not take it personally as like, oh, I'm annoying. I annoy people. It's this person couldn't figure out what they don't like about me. So they've decided that I annoy them.
Wait, speaking of people saying things on the internet, mm-hmm. that kind of hurt your feelings.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Multiple people have commented on one of my recent videos being like, someone commented, this was, I forgot to like, I was going to make a video responding to it and then mm-hmm. it got lost in like the din of it. Mm-hmm. But someone was like, whoa, you look good. All capitals. What happened?
What happened?
Excuse me? Wait, you look fine. What changed?
Like, what changed?
What's been going on?
Like, it's better than somebody saying, well, you look awful. What happened?
I know, but it's like, was it that bad before?
No. I will say, I think you do look better with shorter hair.
I do look better.
I think you look younger.
I hate it. I'm so jealous of people with textured hair. It's just, oh.
Textured as in, oh, you just don't
just like
that.
Just any, like my hair, I have my mom's hair and I love my mom and she is beautiful, but she hates her hair too. Like, it's just like, it's the, I think it's the McGowan. Actually, I don't know if it's the Loeber or McGowan side of my family, but like, it's just like, my mom's hair is so fine and so straight. She will curling iron it. I've watched her do it. Pull it out, it just falls straight. Like, it
yeah.
actually can't take any. Like, you know that thing that's going viral on TikTok right now, like the saltwater spray where they're like, you spray this in and then your hair comes out curly.
Wait, that's becoming a trend? That was like in my Tiger Beat magazine when I was 11.
Everything's cyclical.
Saltwater spray is like, that's always been a thing.
This is one of the few moments where I think our age, not few moments, but this is a moment where our age difference is really going to show, is you're just now getting to the age where everything that was like, cool when you were an early teenager is going to become the new hot thing and you're going to feel crazy.
I mean, did you see Addison Rae's outfit in the paparazzi pics?
Actually, no.
There was no indicator. I saw a great tweet. This is not my words. Wait, but there was literally no indicator that this picture was not from 2011.
Addison
besides
Rae,
her like poppy
paparazzi.
Soda.
Wait, I want to see these pics. Wait, this
She's
one?
She's wearing a fedora, I believe.
Wait,
you'll know
no.
it. You'll know it. You'll think it's from like 10 years ago. It's not.
Okay, wait. Then it's not the picture that just came up, but I do want to see it. Addison Rae.
I'm sorry for what your family, your husband's family
said
about
you.
Was it the in-laws family? Yeah.
I think that that's good. Is it going to be on Addison Rae updates? Probably. She was really all over.
One time, Addison Rae is so nice. One time my friend was walking out of Verve Coffee in West Hollywood. I want to say Verve or Blue Bottle or something. And there was a ton of paparazzi out there waiting for Addison Rae. So she walked out like 2 feet before Addison Rae did. She has no relation to Addison Rae. They didn't walk in together. They don't know each other.
Okay, I can't write these pictures.
But Addison Rae happened to be walking out and Addison Rae, I guess, felt bad that my friend was like walking alone in front of her as the paparazzi were trying to get to Addison Rae. So Addison like came up by my friend and like locked arms with her and was like, walk with me, girl.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Isn't that really sweet?
Wait, I like that.
There's a video. You can see it. There's a video of my friend and Addison Rae. I actually need to show you this. We're going to cut
really
the dead
sweet.
Space, but
I actually
need you to see this.
I really like Addison Rae's music. I really like her pop music.
I love her too. I think that she's great. Fuck my life. But the funniest video of all time is her outside of Earth Cafe. Filming a TikTok while those girls are like trying to talk to her. And she's like, yeah, just one sec.
It's like that video. Do you know what? Like, that's like my favorite video is that video of JoJo Siwa in front of all the paparazzi dancing. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's so crazy.
No. Did you hear there's drama with JoJo Siwa? With JoJo Siwa?
What's the drama with JoJo Siwa?
The drama is that apparently she's like an Abby Lee in her own right. Like, she had some show for little girls dancing. And she was quite abusive, but I don't know. Can we really blame anything on her? She's like still 11, right?
I actually don't know how
old she is.
Isn't she a kid? The video of JoJo Siwa dancing in front of the paparazzi is so funny. Okay, we can't have this whole podcast be us trying to
find
things on our phone.
We're going to have a jillion cuts on this podcast.
Yeah, there's going to have to be some cuts.
Why can't I find this video?
Oh, this is the video. I don't know why, but this has always made me laugh so hard. Like, she's just on the street dancing in front of all of
them. She's... Wow. She's so crazy. JoJo, you're insane.
JoJo, you're kooky.
JoJo, you're kooky. Ugh, I need to find this video. You're going to die.
And then we'll get on to the next.
Yes. Damn it. Damn, I can't find it. Whatever. It's fantastic. Anyway. Addison Rae is super sweet.
wow, New York Times just reached out because I've posted online that I'm a fan of the games, that they're going to send me a gift from Magnolia Bakery in honor of 1,000 Wordles.
Good for you.
Huge day for me.
Did you do Wordle today?
I actually don't do Wordle. I do, but do you know there's a new one called Strands? Do you know about Strands? Do you do Connections?
No.
Do you only do Wordle?
Sometimes I do Wordle when I'm like bored on the subway.
Okay. I really like, you're not a games person. I really like Connections and I really like, and then Strands is the new one and I like Strands.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Should we do the next call?
Yeah. The only Sudoku or any type of game I play is the game where I put my cat's treats in little puzzles and he has to play with them.
That's really sweet. How is your cat doing?
Good. Oddly enough, you know how they said it was not curable with diet?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know what happened, but that's why I think I'm going to have some stuff cut out of the last episode just so I don't cause a panic. But he does have serious diabetes, but the vet was like holding off on me having to get insulin, I think, because she felt so bad for me and what happened and how this was like such a lifestyle change. So she was like, let's just first start with this no grain diet and we're going to see how he improves. And I put him on no grain, that or that means like no carbs, essentially. He eats these two things a day. I feel kind of bad because he seems hungry. It's just not that much food. But he eats it. He stopped peeing a lot. He stopped.
Have they tested his levels since?
We're going to test his levels again, but he seems like really good.
This kind of, I'm not going to be like, I was suspecting this because I wasn't, but I did just think it was, I was like, there's a hole in the narrative because how is the cat this diabetic? And it wasn't an issue when he was not being treated for diabetes at the shelter.
Because the shelter takes care of so many cats that they would never notice his symptoms.
No, I understand that, but it's like, but like, remember how they were saying it's like, he's so diabetic, he could like go into shock if he doesn't get the shots like soon.
Yes.
It's like, how was that not, because the cat's three is my point. Like, yeah. I guess I was just like, I know that it's bad, but it maybe.
Well, I think once you start the insulin, if you stop it or if you move him from the schedule, he'll go into shock.
This, we're now like on episode three of us trying to figure out what diabetes is. Like, talking about.
I know. I guess we're just so fortunate to never have lived with this, but I'm sure people with diabetes are listening to this banging their head against the wall.
There was a girl with diabetes on my bus route and she had these.
On your bus route?
Yeah.
Oh, like in school?
Yeah.
I thought you're talking about in New York, like on the bus. There's this girl I always see and she has to do her insulin.
When I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And bus routes were intense work because like my school district was so big. Like,
yeah.
You could be on the bus for an hour with these kids every day back and forth.
Yeah, I took the bus too.
Purple Ticket Life. that was the name of my bus line. Anyway, there was a girl on my bus who had diabetes and she had these like glucose tablets that were essentially like giant sugar candies that were fruit flavored. I would ask her for one every single day. I'm like, can I have one of your diabetes candies? And she'd be like, yeah.
That's like the non-Jewish version of the candies that they throw at bar mitzvahs. Like, we have these disgusting, insanely sugary, fruity candies. They're probably like the same thing, honestly, but they're like not like a name brand candy.
Do you chew them or do you suck them?
You chew them.
Okay, yeah. They probably are literally these. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
literally the same thing. I think you buy like them in bulk at Costco and they're like all disgusting fruit flavored. And you would never eat these like by yourself as a candy.
Would.
But at a bat mitzvah, it's just the only thing you can eat.
A pack of Sour Power Straws.
Oh my God. My boyfriend got me the exact same ones. They're in my bag.
I fucking love Sour Power Straws.
He always brings me a sweet treat.
That's really cute.
Isn't that sweet?
Okay, we have another... we have another call to get to. We have two more calls.
Okay, fine.
Wait, sometimes my big ass...
Hit it!
Hi, Tolly and Jake. I'm a repeat caller. I'm the girl who called in about Trader Joe's last year, one of your early podcasts. My world was absolutely crushed when Jake revealed that the employees are trained to be nice to us.
Sorry.
Makes sense, but hasn't been the same. But I'm calling back today to, I changed my mind today. I'm okay with it. And here's why. I'm a fucking wreck right now. Like, I have been bursting into tears nonstop for the last week because of a medication change.
Ooh,
my best friend of 4 years just threw our relationship in the trash. I hate where I'm living. Lots of problems there. Like, it would take a whole episode to unpack all this. So here's the thing. I go cry at a waterfall for an hour today. Then I go to Trader Joe's trying to be like a good person and pick up breakfast for tomorrow before I go to work. My Trader Joe's crush that I haven't seen in months, thought he like quit or got fired, pulls me aside to our own special checkout lane to catch up. I just start bawling, burst into tears as soon as I put my basket down. So he gives me free Valentine's Day candy. And then another employee that I talked to a lot brought me flowers. So I just cried all the way to my car. And they're angels from heaven. I don't care if they're paid. They're angels from heaven. And that's where we're at with it now.
Oh my God,
thank
sweetie.
You. Love you.
Love you too. Okay, wait, that's more than what I think they're getting paid for. They're going above and beyond for you. They like
love
you. They love you. That's special. Private lane, private concierge checkout, free Valentine's. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Wait, I love that. Wait, I'm sorry that you're really going
I'm
through
it. I'm sorry you're going through it. That's the worst,
man. Did she say she went and cried at a waterfall? I do love that.
Yeah.
I love,
that's nice.
I love going to a waterfall and cry.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I'd love to go to a waterfall.
Are you a Trader Joe's girl?
Sorry?
Are you a Trader Joe's girl?
Yeah, but aren't they getting canceled right now too?
Are they?
Yeah, they're in deep shit, I think. Well, deep shit as far as TikTok is concerned is very different from like deep shit in the world. But I think they're like preventing unionizing or something.
Oh, union busting, that is bad.
Yes, yeah, so that
they've
sucks.
Done that before.
Also, did you hear they're voting on a TikTok ban today?
Yeah, I found out about that this morning.
Yeah, because they made sure that you didn't find out until the congressman's, like, all your reps' offices were closed. Like, yeah. I tried calling my reps yesterday and they didn't answer. They're trying to, like, get it done under the radar.
And so, like, will it just go dark on all of our phones?
No. I think the way that it works is they would have to, they're offering ByteDance the ability to give up TikTok, like, to separate from TikTok in the next 6 months. If they don't do that, they will remove it from US app stores, but that can't be immediate either. And you can also access it with a VPN.
So the concern is that it's owned by China?
Yes, but I don't understand. I could talk about this forever. It's a whole different episode. Honestly, I'm too passionate about it. But all in all, it's this fake panic around. Like, I think that it has more to do with the fact that this Chinese app is doing so much better and has so much more power over our youngest generation than any American app. And if this were owned by Facebook or something, nothing on it would matter so long as it was just an American owned app.
Right.
They don't have any sort of measures in terms of fact checking or anything. All the problems that they claim to have with TikTok in terms of like spreading false information and influencing our generations with like Chinese propaganda or Chinese agendas, that doesn't happen any less than it would on any other app because they don't enforce any of those rules.
Well, that's the thing. It's like once it's the internet, it's the internet to an extent.
Well,
like,
yeah, but if you're going to claim that TikTok is influencing younger generations in a way that is like damaging to America, I can get on board with that. But you can't only enforce it with TikTok and then also just censor us and take it completely away. I thought that the whole point of America is that we don't like ban things. That's like what makes us different from other countries. We like believe in freedom of speech and democracy. But anyway, why not just change it? So that laws make it required for app stores, like you cannot sell in a US app store unless you have certain measures that prevent certain misinformation, which TikTok doesn't have, Facebook doesn't have. X started doing those fucking, you know, the warnings on the bottom, like a community notes and stuff.
Oh, right. The ones that'll be like, it's always so funny.
It's
like,
so funny.
It'll be like, I think. You'll see like a tweet go viral, and then an hour later there'll be the message at the bottom that's like, this photo is actually from 1902.
Right.
You're like, wait, what?
There you go. Exactly. It's just, but it took like a whole fucking election getting handed to Trump in 2016 for them to finally sit down Mark Zuckerberg and be like, wait, you have a lot of influence. Can we discuss this? And those changes weren't really ever made. They didn't get QAnon kicked off of Facebook until Sacha Baron Cohen stepped in and was like, hey, I have an organization. We're going to deal with this. But like, I just can't believe they're like, making this whole TikTok, I think it has a lot more to do with China having a successful app
that is
influencing our young people, but less to do with the fact that there is an app influencing us. You know what I mean? Anyway, they're trying to ban it.
Well, we'll see.
Power to the people.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling with an update. It's not that much of an exciting update, but you guys keep talking about how you want updates and it's a little silly. So I figured call back. I called in the fall, like right before Thanksgiving, about like both figuring out that I was bisexual and also that I had this like mind numbing crush on a girl who'd like sort of rejected me, but not actually rejected
me.
And I was like, what do I do? Anyway. So your call was actually extremely helpful because I'd sort of like had the things you guys said.
Wait, it's so sick that people are saying our calls are helpful. That's like actually cool.
I know. It's really, I forget that it's like
I know
a really incredible thing that people actually think that we.
I think I always assume that they've already dealt. I'm like, they probably already did something about it. And then they're going to be like, oh, okay. But like, it's nice that people actually kind of helpful.
Yeah.
Said to me, like people had said that to me, but having someone else say it was very helpful. And like, it literally came, like the episode came out when I was having a very bad day. And so it was like perfect.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I didn't reach out to her. We never really talked about it. Not never really. We never talked about it, which honestly, like, I think is all on her end because, like, I gave a lot of opportunities to and she never did. She's now actually abroad. So I literally will not see her until the fall. I saw her a few times after Thanksgiving break at, like, parties and, like, in larger groups. And it was a little weird. There was also – oh, wait. Okay. There was also a night that – like, she kept telling me how hot I looked, but, like, she was really drunk. I don't think it was, like, flirty, you know? We also did kiss, but, okay, wait, no, this sounds bad. We were at this, like, party that was fake New Year's Eve themed, and people were having a competition of, wow, this really took the anonymity out of it. Anyway, we were having a competition of who could, like, kiss more people, and she, like, asked me to kiss, and so we, like, pecked. But then after, I was like, that was a terrible idea for my mental health. So anyway, but, like, to me, that meant that we were very platonic because, like, we were, like, friend, like, kissing. Oh, that's so weird. Okay. Anyway, moving on. And then, but the funny part of the whole thing is that she actually had a pair of my shorts. And
that's the most sexual thing you could ever have with someone. She decided
to wait until the last second to give them back to me. Like, literally, her dad was waiting outside in the car for her to leave for winter break before she gave me her shorts back. And it was the most, I was the only time we interacted one-on-one. It was the most awkward, like, bye, like, oh, it was so nice getting to know you, have fun abroad situation ever. So anyway, that was a really chaotic update. The kiss thing sounds so fucking weird. I swear it's not. It's not like that. Like, I kissed, like, three of my best friends that night. But it just added a little silly. So anyway, college students are stupid and dumb is what this is saying and have a hard time discussing their emotions. And at this point, the whole situation is a little hee-hee joke. And now I'm bisexual. So overall, thank you for answering the call. Sorry for this very chaotic update. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Maybe something will happen in the fall and then I'll have to call back again.
Please.
Yeah. This is a nice reminder that most of the calls that feel like such a big deal when you're calling in, I don't want to dissuade you from calling in. It's the best when you call in, but like, give it a couple months and we can all especially say, like, ha ha, hee hee.
Crushes. Bye-bye. Crushes are an acute syndrome.
Yes.
They are an acute syndrome and they feel so intense at the time. And either they will develop into something else or they will die and go away.
I know. I look back at people I had like an intense crush on and I'm like, was I mentally okay? This is insane. Like it's a whole different, it's like a brain was transplanted into my, it's like in Get Out when they like take out their brain and put a new one in. It feels like that. It's insane. But yeah. And but admit that I'm right about like having somebody else have a pair of your shorts or vice versa. There's nothing more like romantic than that.
Like, oh, like especially like wearing it after like sex or whatever.
Yes. Yeah,
that's like deeply erotic.
Can I tell an insane story? It's not even mine to tell, but since we have a couple minutes, the kids. Okay, so I have a family friend. I'm friends with this family who they have a daughter who's in high school and dating a kid from a couple like towns over. Okay.
Okay.
They're seriously dating. And one day she's like wearing these shorts in the house. I want to make sure I'm telling the story right. She's wearing these like shorts in the house that were given to her by the guy that she's dating. Uh-huh. Now, her dad like went out with the kid's mom, I want to say.
Okay.
And that kid's mom, when they were like in high school, because LA. Yeah. And that kid's mom like borrowed his shorts.
And they were his?
And they were his.
That's incredible.
Isn't that insane?
I love that.
So what I'm saying is this girl had her dad's shorts that were passed down to her boyfriend
from his
decades
mom.
Later.
That's amazing.
Isn't that bizarre? Because like that, so just because they funny. Went to the same high school, and I think like the dad dated like the sister of the mom.
I love that.
Of you know, isn't that weird?
That's incredible. That's so funny. I thought you were going to say there was like a stain on the shorts or something and it reminded me of this.
Ew.
No, I know. That's why I'm glad it was ended up being something wholesome and cute.
Yeah.
I love that.
Isn't that adorbs?
Have you ever met someone that your parents dated before your parents got together?
No, but did I ever tell you the story of how I found out my mom was married?
I don't think you did.
I didn't? This is a big defining thing in my life. I found out that my mom had a husband before my, well, like, that's a totally normal thing to be married for like a year before.
Yeah, yeah, I know a lot of people like that. Yeah.
But like when I was 10, I was not familiar with that concept.
No, it would, that would be,
it was very crushing for me actually.
Yeah.
So also take into account that I was blonde as a child and my dad is brunette.
Oh, so you immediately were like, he's not my dad.
I'm getting ahead of myself. I was at my godmother's house with my mom and they're sitting and looking through photos in a photo album. And I know what my mom's wedding dress and wedding photos to my dad looked like because they're hanging in my house. So I saw my mom in a different wedding dress, like getting lifted up at this party in a chair and whatever, in this big puffy like 80s wedding dress. And I'm thinking that's not the wedding dress she wore with my dad. So we're looking through this and I said, who is that? Like, what is this thing? And I was so mad because my mom and my godmother like looked at each other and kind of laughed and seemed like awkward. And they were like, it's a costume party from college.
How old were you? 10?
10. I'm like, Nana's there. This is not college. This is not a costume party. Like, why is my aunt and uncle there? They're like, okay. So it's really normal for people to have gotten married before, like once in their life before. I was married for like a year to some random guy in Florida. And of course, this guy is blonde. So I'm like, I don't understand the concept of they haven't seen each other for 10 years since before I was conceived. Right, totally. It makes no physical sense that this is my father.
Yeah.
But I want to be in a movie. So I'm like, I'm concocting this whole thing in my head. And I decided that that was my real dad.
That's so
and
funny.
I cried myself to sleep for night after night.
Oh, poor thing.
Isn't that so sad?
That reminded me the part about them like lying about the the saying it was a costume party reminded me of when my dad got my stepmom pregnant like very quickly after my ex-stepmom, not the one he's with currently, because mama, I've been a lot of changes.
Yeah.
But my dad, let's not, I have to wear this in a way that's not messy. Okay. My dad's ex-wife, who he married after my mom, got pregnant very quickly after my parents split up.
Okay.
Very quickly. And like they were still dating. They didn't get married until like well after my brother was born. And I remember I found, like, before they told us, I found a baby name book with a piece of paper in it with names written on it. Like, they were picking names.
Right. They were trying to conceive.
No, they had conceived.
Oh, I see.
And I started having a meltdown where I was like, she's fucking pregnant. Because, like, it was, like, within it. Like, I was still in the headspace of, like, maybe my parents are going to get back together. And then I was like, well, not if they're
That's so hard.
No, it was tough. And I remember, like, my dad, like, being like, oh, fuck. Like, he found the book. And they were like, no, she's not pregnant. We were using this to name the dog. And I remember picking up a piece of paper, like, little gay 9-year-old me. And I was like, no one names a dog Ethan. It said Ethan was, like, the top name. I was like, fuck off. Like, no, you're not. And they were kind of like, yeah, she's pregnant. Like,
so funny. Ethan.
Like, that is like,
I would name a dog Ethan.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I'm like, I think Ethan is like the least dog name you could have. I think it's funny if a dog is named.
I think it's so funny.
No, it's funny, but like, I was like, my dad and my stepmom are not funny people. Yeah. I was like, they named
Ethan's one of those names that's for a little boy, also. Yeah. It's not for an adult.
They named the dog Otis, in case anyone was wondering.
Got it. Good to know.
Okay, this has been Basic Training. 929-269-4960. Please rate and review. We love you. This was such a treat.
YouTube.
Call with more updates. We want to do more updates.
This was really sweet. Don't forget.
Maybe we'll pepper them in instead of doing an all update episode. We'll mix it up. But this was so fun. We'll see you next week. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. It's Jake. I just wanted to jump on here and let you all know that I have decided to step away from Basic Training. Today's episode was my last episode. I'm super sad to say goodbye to all of you. It has meant so, so much to me to have you all calling in every week, trusting us with your really personal problems and stories. And it's been so fun to connect and hear from you all. It was so, so exciting. And all the messages we would receive, it really all meant so much to me. And I've enjoyed connecting with all of you so much. Talia is going to continue making the podcast. Please keep listening with her. And follow me to whatever I do next. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be, but I promise it'll be good. working with Sick Bird was so wonderful. I can't thank them enough. This has been a great experience. And I'm sad it's ending, but it is for me. But have fun listening, and I'll see you on the next thing.